Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
Perhaps the greatest problem that people have today is lack of free time. Whether they work or study, people always seem to have too much to do and too little time to manage it all. The harder they work, the more they still have to do. Most people simply react to what is happening around them instead of prioritizing. It's important to decide which task you should do first, and which can wait and come next. This is a key to good time management.
Speaker B.
What is important in time management is finding harmony. In your weekly schedule, there must be some time for studies, communicating with relatives and friends, sport, hobbies, and so on. Calculate how much time you've spent on each sphere of your life weekly. Buying a diary may be of great help in dividing your time more efficiently.
Speaker C.
Time is the most valuable thing you have. What's interesting, it can't be saved. All work demands time. So managing time is a core skill upon which everything else in life depends. During different periods of your life, set different big goals and priorities. Right now, the top one is education. Later, there will be other important ones. But each time, choose and concentrate on one particular thing that is crucial at the moment.
Speaker D.
In your daily life, there are so many demands on your time from other people that very little of your time can be used as you choose. Preparing for a test, meeting a deadline with a project can distract you from your personal goals. Have you watched that film you have been interested in for weeks? Have you had a long chat with your granny over the phone? In other words, do you find time for doing what you want to do? If not, you should probably reconsider your time management.
Speaker E.
I have read in a book on time management that hard time always pushes out soft time. This means that if you didn't do something because you didn't use your time well, you take the necessary time from another activity important for you, and this may irritate you. So, concentrate on any work you are doing and do not waste minutes. When you work, work hard, but play hard too.
Speaker F.
Many people believe time is not a resource as it only exists in our mind. But I consider time an important resource. It's a pity it's wasted because we do not think about our biological rhythm. Why should we all go to school at 8 a.m.? There are so many people who can really take in information only after lunch. The same activity can take you 2 hours in the morning and just about half an hour in the evening, or vice versa. I always try to use this important concept.